You can drive this one off the lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We just got word this morning that General Motors today signed a deal to sell its Saab unit to a consortium led by the Swedish luxury car maker Koenigsegg. According to GM, the sale would include an expected $600 million funding commitment from the European Investment Bank, which is guaranteed by the Swedish government. Here at home, a couple of economic reports due later this morning should give us an idea of just how low the economy can go. The Federal Reserve will release the latest on U.S. industrial production in a couple of hours, while the Commerce Department is tracking housing starts. Marketplace's Steve Henn tells us what Wall Street is looking for.
The Fed's monthly industrial production figure tracks the total output of U.S. factories and mines. A survey of economists by Bloomberg shows the expectation is the U.S. was using just 68% of that capacity last month. That means roughly a third of all U.S. plants were sitting idle in May. Those grim stats were made worse by Chrysler closing all its factories last month in a desperate attempt to trim its backlog of unsold vehicles. But on the upside, the Commerce Department's expected to report that housing starts rose in May, up from all-time lows in April. However, a recent surge in interest rates is making monthly payments on new homes more expensive, and a new wave of foreclosures may add to the glut of homes already on the market. So any glimmers of hope in the housing market could be short-lived. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
By the way, we'll also be getting the Labor Department's producer price index a little later this morning. One word for stocks yesterday: ouch. Markets were down more than 2% across the board. The S&P tumbled 22 points, about 2.3%. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow closed down more than 187 points at 86.12, a drop of 2% and some change. Asian shares were off today in trading. The Nikkei and Hang Seng shed about 2% each. And over in Europe, shares are pretty much mixed, and they are flat right now. There's a vote set for today for the U.S. House on a $106 billion spending bill to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some Democrats on Capitol Hill say the vote is likely to be close. Republicans are none too pleased. The bill includes billions to help the International Monetary Fund increase its lending capacity. The bill also includes money for the so-called Cash for Clunkers car program to fight the flu and for foreign aid. In Denver, there's a big ethanol event going on this week, but don't expect folks there to be all bubbly about the future. The ethanol business has been plagued by bankruptcies and idle plants the past year and a half. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sarah Gardner.
Nearly every ethanol producer in the U.S. and Canada is at this week's conference, and they have plenty to commiserate about. Volatile corn and energy prices, the credit crunch, and the recession have all hurt the industry. Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, expects the shakeout will continue.
More consolidation, fewer players, people who better understand the industry and are able to make risk decisions at a much higher profile.
Those high-profile players include the big oil refiner Valero, which is buying up 7 ethanol plants from a bankrupt producer. Other big oil companies, including Shell and BP, are investing in ethanol made from plant waste. Matt Hartwig is with the Renewable Fuels Association.
I think the oil companies recognize that ethanol isn't going away.
Still, corn ethanol especially faces increasing scrutiny from environmentalists who argue its production is too energy intensive and ultimately damages the planet. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
6 New York City mothers are suing the maker of a baby sex test that claims its product is infallibly accurate. They say their test results were fallible. The women claim they received incorrect tests from results, I should say, from the $275 baby gender mentor test by AccuGen Biolab. The company's website says the test can determine a baby's sex as early as 5 to 8 weeks gestation. No comment from the company.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
State and corporate cost-cutting has made unpaid days off a new workplace reality. It's called a furlough. And where there's a trend, there's a business opportunity. Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
27-year-old Yuri Victor lives in Virginia. He's a product designer for the newspaper publisher Gannett. And so far, he's been forced to take 2 weeks of unpaid leave. He says he's made the best of it, first with a long weekend in Denver, and then for the second round.
I went swimming in the pool, had some beers with some friends, just tried to relax for a little bit.
A recent survey of 500 companies found that nearly half of them had either imposed unpaid leave or were considering it. And some businesses have tried to make it a marketing opportunity. Jill Stockton with Reno, Nevada's Visitors Bureau created a furlough special for California state workers.
They would get one night for free, $25 in free casino play, 25% off of spa treatments, discounts on dining, and also two-for-one show tickets.
Brew pubs, art museums, and even an Ohio-based water park resort are also offering furlough discounts. But their success has been limited. University of Illinois labor expert Bob Bruno isn't surprised.
To speak of furloughs is really to speak of failure.
Bruno says many companies are using furloughs as a way to make fewer employees do more work for less money. And then there's the lingering fear that pink slips are just around the corner.
And if that's the way in which it's interpreted, then that day that you're not paid but not laid off or not fired becomes a day that you really resent.
Gannett's Yuri Victor realized this when he tried to create events for his fellow furloughees.
I came up with Furlough Bar Crawl, and that was deemed to be somewhat unproductive. We would go to a bar all day instead of going to work.
And then a few of his colleagues suggested another idea. It's an online house swap so that furloughed workers across the country can trade homes to vacation on the cheap. He says within the first month, more than 500 people signed on. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Maybe you've taken a pay cut or received a furlough. You can share your thoughts with us inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.